Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, you can find mangoes everywhere in South Florida. This week in the yearly mango festivals in Biscayne Park and Coral Gables will kick off. But why is this delicious blush red tropical fruit so popular here? And what's the history? What are all the varieties? There's so many questions. Well, joining us now via Skype is a South Florida mango expert, Dr. Noris Ledesma. She has written more than 30 academic journals and books on tropical fruits, and she is here to share her knowledge with us about mangoes. Dr. Ledesma, it is a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And I want to mention, by the way, she is joining us via Skype. Okay, so, Noris, tell us, why are people in South Florida crazy about mangoes?
Why not? It's so natural for me. We are a great diversity of culture here in South Florida. We have people from all Latin America. We have people from Asia, India. So it's very natural for us to have that passion for mangoes. And everybody gets contagious about it. And everybody has mangoes in their backyard. And they want to have more. So it's very natural for our community to have that passion.
Now, I'll tell you what, I say that, but I, you know, not to pick on my friends, I know some people who really don't like mangoes. You've run into those kind of people, right?
No, very few. And the ones that are thinking that way, I convert them just in very few minutes.
Wow. Okay, so I'll find some of them, and I want to see you convert them. But when did and how did the mango arrive in South Florida?
Well, it's a long story. It comes from probably 1700s. The first mangoes arrived with the pirates. And it's a wonderful story about that. They arrived first to the Caribbean, to La Española, now the Dominican Republic and Haiti. And later on, they arrived to Key West, Tampa, and Mary Island. There are many trees still to tell these stories. Legendary trees, they are the turpentine mangoes, small with a lot of fiber. Now, many people complain about it, but those are the first mangoes that arrived to Florida.
And there are lots of different types of mangoes, but what are some of the different kinds of mangoes that we find, especially in South Florida?
Those are developed later on. That was like in 1900s. When Dr. David Fairchild went to India and brought 35 different mango grafted in a chip. Remember those days? We didn't have internet, we didn't have computers or planes. So he came in a chip and he brought those mangoes grafted. And by the time that he arrived to the United States, it was winter already. And Miami actually didn't exist in those days. It was a swamp. So he brought them to Washington, D.C. By the time he was able to bring them to Florida, just one was survived. That was the Mulgova mango. The Mulgova mango was planted in one of the backyards here in Coconut Grove. The mango matured, make fruit, but the fruit was already a hybrid. It was a combination of the mangoes that arrived by the pirates and the Mulgova. And one of those trees that were growing under the canopy of the Mulgova tree was completely different. A Mulgova is a chide, yellow, pale yellow mango. And the turpentine is a tiny, a little thing as well. And the mango that grew up from this Mulgova tree was beautiful, red, and fleshy. And this lady, the owner of the house, was walking to get their mangoes, and she was remembering the tiny yellow mangoes. And she saw this beautiful red fleshy mango. And she said, "What is this?" And she took the mango inside the house to share this with her husband. And they were just amazed about how beautiful this fruit was. And they call it Hayden. The owner of the family was the Hayden family. So that's the tree that many, many people start cloning, propagating by grafting. And it's very common to find Hayden mangoes in different neighborhoods in our community, like Coral Gables, Pinecrest, Coconut Grove,
yeah,
South Miami, almost everywhere.
Now, you are kind of like a little bit of a mad scientist with mangoes, because you can also, you've tried to create different types, right? You've looked for a better combination. Mango genetics, I think, is a better way to say it. How do you do that?
What we are trying to do is old-fashioned genetics. It's just putting two mangoes. We are collecting the ancestors of the mango, the grand and the grandfather of the mango that lives in Malaysia and Indonesia. And we have them living together with the Haiti mango, the Tommy Atkins, Kid Cane, and 650 different cultivars that we have in our collection at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. What we are doing is we are making a cage, and we select one of the grandfathers with the Floridian mango, and we are using bees. In other words, we are putting two guys together. If they are close enough, they will make a combination, and we use those seeds and we germinate them again, and we have a new generation of mangoes. So we have now 650 different hybrids. But
Creating
you're
new.
probably wondering why we are doing that, right? So the reason is that we are doing this is because we want to create a mango for the future, a mango that you can grow it sustainable with not many chemicals and not much input. And you can do that through genetics because the domestication is wonderful, economically speaking. You can make profits when you can standardize a mango, but you are losing the resistance of the diseases, the adaptability to different conditions, and you need more and more inputs. And that mango is probably not as healthy you want it to be. So going back to the ancestors of the mango and checking the genes, you can create a mango that is more resistant to diseases, that is more adaptable to the climate change,
As
the reality now.
right, and as I said, sort of like a mad scientist in the way you're trying to find ways to create different types of mangoes. We're talking to Dr. Noris Ledesma. She studies mangoes and has written many academic journals and books on tropical fruits. She's going to be speaking at the Fairchild Botanical Garden International Mango and Tropical Fruit Festival. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Fairchild Gardens. It's from 9:30 to 4:30. Dr. Ledesma, your theme this year is Haiti mangoes. Just briefly, could you tell us what you're going to be talking about?
We are very excited to be able to have the Haitian community with us. They have making a huge effort to bring 10 farmers, small farmers from Haiti to be at the festival and share their story with our community. It had been a tough week, as everybody knows. They had different issues last week, protests for the increasing of the price of the gas, and they want to bring mangoes as well. So between getting their visas done and trying to get their mangoes here for the festival, I have to say they are here already. So please don't miss the opportunity to learn and listen directly from the farm what is their story.
All right, so this is we are now in hurricane season, and I wanted to get from you just some ideas how people can protect their mango trees. What would you tell them?
The best way to do it is pruning. When you have heavy winds, that's just the first reaction is prune your mangoes. We have cultivars that are very dwarf, that you can make a tree no higher than your house. But still, you can prune even more and have a very dwarf tree that is going to take hurricanes. We have a whole description how to prune mangoes in South Florida in our website that I invite everybody to follow our documentation in our website. The main thing is you have to start early when your tree is still young and prune it in order to bring all that canopy down to the level of the ground. Is going almost to dress up the trunk of the tree.
Yeah.
They are just very easy steps to do it.
And also, just real quickly, before I let you go, briefly tell us anybody who wants to grow a mango tree, what I mean, what's the best advice you could tell them about where to find one and how to start?
In South Florida, we for 27 years we have been promoting mango during the Mango Festival. And good mangoes are available in local nurseries. So they are suitable cultivars for South Florida. Very common, I can mention Angie, Nandagmai, Rosy Gold, Valencia Pride. Those are a Persian mango. Those are very good options for our community that are available in local nurseries. And they are going to be available during the mango festival as well.
Again, Dr. Nordice Ledesma, she is going to be speaking at the Fairchild Botanical Garden International Mango and Tropical Fruit Festival. It's this Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 4:30. Just getting a little flavor for the different types of mangoes that are out there, what she's trying to create, and also just some advice if you want to grow your own mango tree. That way you don't have to go to somebody's yard and pick mangoes off their tree. Maybe don't do that. Dr. Ledesma, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.